You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
In our last Restore the Floor, you look at the other teams that are in the same boat. Well, okay, the Pistons are 3-13. Houston's 3-12. Orlando's 4-11. Now, Charlotte, nobody thought they were going to be in this situation, you know, 9 months ago, but then the Miles Bridges thing happens.
Yeah, their team
changed. Right, their team. He was a free agent anyway. They're 4-12.
And LaMelo Ball's been hurt pretty much all year.
Exactly.
And then he came back and stepped on a fan's foot.
Right. So there are other teams that are who are going through these long rebuilds. They're haven't gotten any better either.
No, and it's tough. And, I mean, even if you look at Houston, I mean, Green is going to be a scorer, but he's going to be more Carmelo than he is Dwayne Wade. And what I mean by that, he's going to put up stats. I don't know if he's necessarily going to win. And
no.
Then you look at Jabari Smith not having the best of years to start his career.
You understand why Orlando
went Paolo. And it's like, yeah, that kid's legit, right?
Yes.
I mean,
he's hurt. He hasn't played in a while. And, you know, so that's some of the reason why they might be 4-11.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You've been around the NBA long enough, and to see teams that consistently lose year after year, don't they usually end up rising up because they get these young players? I mean, a prime example, and it took a very, very, very long time, but is Minnesota, right?
Correct.
I mean, they failed with Wiggins.
But yes.
They hit home runs with Karl-Anthony Towns and
Anthony Edwards.
And Anthony Edwards.
Right.
And then you go and make moves and you get
D'Angelo Russell.
Yep. Get yourself a solid point guard and you can let Edwards play off the ball. And I mean, but even saying point guard in the NBA today is kind of an irrelevant
correct
term. Because
you know what's a good comp of a team that I didn't think they'd be ready to, and, you know, their number one pick is hurt is Oklahoma City. They're 7-8. Beating some pretty good teams, Gilgeous Alexander, who should have been a Piston because that was the Blake Griffin draft pick and all that kind of stuff. You'd want to play that game, but he's incredible.
Well, didn't they also say last year they were trying to trade him for something? Or
yeah.
I forget what it was, but his name was definitely brought. Maybe it was even for Cade or for the number one pick or something like that. I mean, granted, the dude's scoring 30 a game.
Yes.
It's wild what he's doing. And then Josh Giddey he's legit. He's a bona fide NBA player, and you can't knock it. I mean, I just wonder what would it take, because I feel like there's so many pieces away.
They are.
They have one shooter right now.
What, right. Bogdanovich is their only shooter, because even if Cade comes back, he's not a shooter per se.
No, and that's where.
And Burks would be their shooter coming off the bench. And I know Knox even played last night, but he's not very good.
But don't
good
you need two or three of those guys out on the floor at one time?
In today's NBA, absolutely. That's where Killian fails. He's not an outside shooter.
No, but I feel like, okay, this might be a poor example or a poor comparison, but he could be a poor man's Ben Simmons. You can facilitate, you can rebound. You don't necessarily need to score unless it's there, but this team's not good enough to have that hole offensively.
No, not at all. And even defensively, like last night, they played much better defensively than they usually do. But still, you know, why isn't Nerlens Noel even playing a minute last night?
Doesn't sniff the floor.
No. I mean, he is a rim protector.
Yeah, let him. I mean,
hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
If you're going to give Durant all those minutes and Bagley all those minutes, and Bagley did nothing last night. I mean, he did nothing against the Clippers. Why not, like, swing and see what you got with him at least? I mean, he's on your team, right? And he's on your team for a reason. I mean, Isaiah Livers is playing plenty of minutes. I told you my gripe with him that I just don't know if that's a guy that should be playing this many minutes for this team.
No.
But, I mean, is Corey Joseph, he must be hurt, right?
Yes.
So he's not playing right now. So there's no depth. No.
Bring up Buddy.
Yeah, Buddy Boeheim.
Buddy Boeheim, he's doing pretty well.
Do you
for
think,
the Cruz, I think
your old partner, Jamie Samuelson, we used to love those emails where it was Henry Ellenson
yes.
Grand Rapids. Oh. Henry Ellenson driving back to Grand Rapids.
It was incredible.
That
yeah.
might be Buddy Boeheim, but now all he has to do is cross the street.
Exactly, and just shoot threes. Because at least in college,
hey,
he can make them.
If Sam Hauser for the Celtics can go out there
yeah,
and do what he's doing.
Great comparison.
Then why not?
Yeah. The other thing about the game Thursday night, the Clippers, and Kawhi Leonard was back in the lineup. He only played 25 minutes. He really didn't look too good. He was, 2-for-8 from the field, 6 points. And Paul George, while he hit some incredible threes, he had three of them. Like one was right in front of the bench. He only had 16 points. It's our old buddy, Reggie Jackson.
With those tinted shades indoors.
7-for-12, 3-for-5-for-3. He leads them with 23 points. Reggie Jackson is the perfect, I mean, I know he started last night, but he's the perfect sixth man on a good team. Like he was before he gave, in Oklahoma City.
That's what I said.
He should have just realized, I have a good thing going. Why do I want to be a S disturber,
well,
basically. I could say that on the podcast. He was a shit disturber with Westbrook and all that stuff, and that's why he got traded here.
And it's crazy, too, because everybody was, like, super excited for it when he was traded here, and I'm like, well, just be cautious.
Yes.
He's great coming off the bench on a really, really good team. Mm-hmm. How are you when you have to run the show? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, like the Clippers, they're still trying to break in John Wall coming off of all the injuries he's had.
And yeah.
He's still, I mean, what did he play, like 13 minutes
last night? Yeah,
13
minutes, 1-for-4 from the field.
But, I mean, that's a team that you look at, and I don't think that's a team that can ever win it all unless Kawhi, you know, he's coming off an ACL, and even he said after the game that it's a 2-year process, not one. Well, you know, tell that to some NFL players because they come back in like 8 months.
Right, and they didn't have their outside shooting gem, Luke Kennard.
Oh, yeah, former Piston legend Luke Kennard. But, I mean, listen, that game's over. We saw at least there was promise.
Yes.
It's not a 25, 30-point loss.
Correct.
And